Marty, welcome back to Everyone Next Year. You know, I don't drink, but every now and then I'll see shot glasses and rocks glasses and all kinds of cool glassware. It makes me want to drink just to be able to pour a drink into there and drink it. I'm looking at one right now. Very cool. Handcrafted Japanese art. Yeah, that's a whiskey glass. Plus, it looks like it'd make a serious impact when you threw it across the room in a rage. There's always that factor to consider. They were next year. Welcome to On the Edge. Listen to this. Remember, do you guys remember the Baader-Meinhof gang? They were huge in the late 60s going into the 70s. And when we had the whole Symbionese Liberation Army and all that insanity. These guys in Germany were, it's part of the Communist Revolution. The worldwide communist revolution. The reason we used to hate Russia is because Russia fomented communism worldwide by design. That's what they tried to do. In fact, Nikita Khrushchev was one of the first emissaries to come here and say, we will bury you, and we're going to spread it through your school system, and there's nothing you can do about it, all that good stuff. They're not doing it anymore. I mean, they've morphed into a dictatorship, but it's nothing we need to worry about. So we should not be opposed to Russia. Let Russia do what Russia does. If they ever mess with us, we'll go over and crush them. We can do that. But especially now with this president. But it's insane that they keep the same old rant going. That's what they're doing. Gary Peters, who is going to retire to spend more time with his criminal socialist operations as a Democrat socialist, Senator from Michigan, is making statements along the lines, well, we should support Ukraine because they were minding their own business and they were attacked by Russia and we need to defend them. They were definitely set upon by Russia, but why? Was it because Barack Hussein Obama and crew were pushing for Ukraine to become a NATO country and Putin said flat out many, many years ago, if they ever try and turn this into a NATO country, we're coming in. And what did they do? They went right in Putin's face. Well, he's a dictator, that's why. They're minding their own damn business. But regardless, at this point, should we be in any more for even one more penny in Ukraine? To what purpose? What purpose? None. So we need to get out. But Russia is no longer a threat in terms of spreading communism. You know who is? China. Hugely so. And what do? We look at China as they're our best friend. Well, the Biden administration did. They were all in. They want world communism. They just don't want to call it that. They don't want to say United States is going to become a communist country. But basically, what have they done? They've done everything they can to make sure you don't have private property. You don't believe me? Try not paying your property taxes. See what happens. Try not paying your income tax. See what happens. Yeah. You don't own anything. State owns your ass. Mine too. But the bottom line is that we've now got an administration that will actually entertain getting rid of all of that. In fact, Donald Trump has said many times he wants to get rid of income tax and turn it into, get rid of the Internal Revenue Service and call it an External Revenue Service. So they'd be looking at money from outside of the U.S. to support the U.S. in one way or another. One of the ways we could do that, we could do a whole bunch of selling of natural resources. I'm not talking about like selling pieces of Yosemite Park. No, I'm talking about we start selling oil to the world at a profit. We become some type of an oil exporter and make a ton of dough. There's a number of ways to do it. There's the fair tax. Dig in and read the fair tax if you haven't. Some people don't like that. A guy took me to task on it. He said, no, we need the transaction tax. I get that. There's different ways to do all of this. But fair tax is stupid simple. That immediately does away with the income tax and every single income tax. Taxes on all sorts of stuff. State taxes as well. But anyway, back in the day, Baader-Meinhof gang, they were communist revolutionaries. Vicious. We're talking bombings, killings, all that stuff. In Germany. All that stuff. Don't you hate when people say all that stuff? Anyway, let's move on with all that stuff. German national elections are scheduled for Sunday. The conservative populist AFD party, is leading in several recent polls, much of this thanks to Elon Musk giving voice to the populist party. AFD surge in latest German polls. We'll get to why this is important in just a minute. 52% say they want to adopt a hardline immigration and deportation policies like Donald Trump. In other words, we don't want these foreigners coming here and destroying our nation, which they pretty much already have. Only 3% left to go, just over a week. Germany, it's time to take your country back. Now, for years, the organized left in Germany has been allowed to openly hunt down and abuse AFD members. Openly hunt down and abuse. Just 3 weeks ago, 12,000 masked and armed anti-fascists attacked the AFD convention in Germany. That's a lot, 12,000. The shocking violent assault on free speech was ignored by the mainstream legacy media around the world. Totally disgraceful. Here's the post. 12,000 masked and armed anti-fascists, that's what they call themselves, but they're the stone-cold fascists, showed up at the convention center in Germany. Assault candidate Alice Weidel's limousine as she rode to convention days after Elon Musk interview. From what I've read about her, I like her. She's for the people of Germany being free, being citizens. Now, they're always going to be some faction of socialists. But, yeah, these are the global socialists right now that are fascists. Wednesday, German Bundestag member Gregor Gysi, G-S-Y-I, whatever that is, donned a black balaclava mask. That's one of those terrorist masks, covering everything up. Similar to what the Nazis did in the past, released a threatening video on X. Gregor called the Germans to get active now, before the elections. This was a clear violent threat against the AFD party. This will not make any international headlines. They don't care. J.D. Vance warned us about the last week during the speech in Munich. Member of the Bundestag from the far-left party, Link, L-I-N-K-E, wearing a black Antifa baklava. How do you pronounce that? Balaklava. A balaklava. Whatever it is, it's that terrorist mask. Calls on people to get active now ahead of elections in Germany. So this is happening all over the world. And it's time for the world to come together and say, we want freedom. We want to unite in one thing, and that's freedom. We don't want to unite in socialism. We don't want to unite in censorship. We might not have a First Amendment here in Europe, but we definitely want to be free people and be able to speak our minds and say what we want. You know, the reason the forefathers wrote that down is because they knew that when they closed their eyes and stared straight ahead, they knew in the recesses of their mind, you have a right to say whatever the F you want to, and nobody should be able to stop you. You can't say that. That's hate speech. It's action that needs to be dealt with. What do they say? Your right to swing your fist ends at my nose. However, my right to swing my fist doesn't end at your nose. It ends halfway through your head. That's just me. Yeah, armed fascist thugs in Germany taking down 12,000 attacking people. Wow, that's pretty massive. That doesn't compare to what happened in 2021, though. I think if you tallied everybody up in the United States that were burning cities and smashing things and throwing bottles through windows, beating people up, raping people with the Democrat Socialist Party, I bet there's more than 12,000, wouldn't you say? Need to look into that one, eh? You know, the statute of limitations isn't up on any of that. Not at all. So if we wanted to, we could put a lot of people in the slam. We could have a lot of people working on work parties, building more jails, building courthouses, building more jails. Yeah, building hamburger stands, whatever. Acting Director of Social Security admin steps down. Oh, wait, I already told you about this one, didn't I? Yeah, is there more? Well, there may be more to be gleaned here. Let's put this one off to the side. Bills defunding political propaganda disguised as journalism. Oh, no way, man. Who would do that? PBS? NPR? Well, these are introduced in the House and Senate. Bills defunding, rather. Not defending. I said it's defending. Defunding. They're trying to get rid of the PBS and NPR propaganda wing. I like this. I really support this one. Companion House and Senate bills to end taxpayer funding of the propaganda pushed by PBS and NPR were introduced Tuesday as the Trump administration continues its effort to root out and stop government's waste of taxpayer money. This is more than a waste. It's a waste, all right, but what it is it's dumbing down the American electorate. They're really good at that. Can't tell you how many people listen to it. They think they're getting news when they're listening to Morning Edition. Maybe propaganda shoved in their head. There we are next year. We're the antidote. We're the stake through the heart. The global socialist. 100% straight up. We archive it at Theron.com.